Special guest joining us now. He played over 1,080 regular season games, another 132 in the playoffs, won two Stanley Cups as a member of the Pittsburgh Penguins. He has been a coach in the an assistant coach in the National Hockey League with both the Rangers and the Phoenix Coyotes. He was a head coach for Modo in the Swedish Elite League, and now he will be the head coach for the Charlotte Checkers in the American Hockey League. Alf Samuelson joins us. Alf, welcome to the show. Congratulations on the gig. How are you?
Thanks, Jason. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Now, you were an assistant, of course, with the Hartford Wolfpack way back at 05-06, and then with the Phoenix Coyotes for six seasons. Then you took a head coaching job in Sweden for 3 years, came back to the NHL as an assistant. Now you're going back to the head coaching job. Which one do you feel you're more suited as, a head coach or an assistant coach?
Well, you know what? They're both very fun. A lot of different as far as job description when you're a head coach and assistant coach. Assistant, you get to dig into the details of the game and really get into teaching. Head coaching, you get to show your leadership in other matters. So I like them both, but now I'm obviously drawn back to the head coaching position here to try to build my resume as well as joining a really young, good team with a lot of good talent and even more draft picks coming in.
So the ultimate goal for you, Alf, is to become an NHL head coach, and you felt like the best route to do that would be an AHL head coaching job rather than remain being an NHL assistant?
Yeah, I asked a lot of my friends around the league, and they said, you know, if you're an assistant, you need to be on a roll or possibly be on a really bad team and get lucky, but a lot of my friends recommended me to go down and coach with the American Hockey League for a while to just get that in my back pocket.
Okay. So now, when you went over to Modo and you're coaching the Swedish Elite League, what is the one major difference you noticed in coaching strategies in the Swedish Elite League compared to the NHL?
Well, I think that with the bigger ice surface, I found when I talked to a lot of the other head coaches around there and also myself that it's so hard to create scoring chances with a big ice surface. A lot of people seem to have the idea of that big ice is good for the game as far as scoring chances. I found it totally the other way around when I compared it to NHL. So that's was something that we battle. How can we get our players to challenge more, to get the puck into crucial areas instead of just kind of drifting wide and getting nothing accomplished?
What about the ice surface? Does that play a part in it? Because to me, a lot of people want the NHL rinks to get bigger. I'm not necessarily certain that's necessarily better for the game because it does keep guys farther away from the net. And you just talked about it, that, you know, was that an issue, that the ice surface, sometimes it's easier to play on the perimeter?
Yes, it's easier, and you're making less mistakes out there, so it's safer. I remember a good player, Rob Schremp, came over there, and he played with us, and he's always been a half-wall power play specialist in smaller rinks, and he used to park on the same spot, and he said, "Coach, I don't see anything." And then one day we took him out there and measured the ice, and I put him in the spot where he's used to standing. It's like 5-6 feet closer towards the net. And then I moved him out to the wall, and I told him that's the difference. You gotta find ways to get to where you usually are, so you can be productive. And it is a big, huge difference. I'm not a fan of the big ice.
Alf Samuelson joins us, the new head coach of the Charlotte Checkers in the American Hockey League. Ron Francis, of course, is the GM of Carolina, and I'm assuming that, you know, your connection with Ron is a reason why you took this job. And, you know, some organizations, they have it, whatever style we play in the NHL, we want our guys to play the same style in our American League team. Others vary. And then some have a different viewpoint on, you know, ice time and when to just not necessarily give it to the young guys, but have to give them more ice time, even, you know, maybe than veterans. What's your strategy as far as ice time goes with young guys in Charlotte?
Well, it's sort of a combination here. They have an ownership in Charlotte that wants to be very competitive, and you have the Carolina Hurricanes that wants to be competitive but develop players at the same time, and they feel like they have to create a competitive environment where you have a team that makes the playoffs to gain some playoff experience, to play some hard games, and to play some tight games. So I think they worked out a nice combination as far as the strategy for ice time. And as far as the tactical side, I am going to get handed down, I'm going to say 60% of my tactical stuff will be assimilate exactly what to do in the Hurricanes, and the rest will be something that we can adjust accordingly down with the Checkers.
Ulf Samuelsson joins us. Ulf, when you played, you were very aggressive, very physical. Obviously, sometimes crossed the line, and some people didn't like it necessarily. The game has really changed nowadays, but you know, guys need to be competitive. There's definitely an onus on skill and moving the puck up, specifically from the back end. And Carolina was a unique team last year. They've got a lot of puck movers, a lot of American defensemen. How do you feel with your experience as a defenseman, you can help enhance guys to become better puck movers at the American League level?
Well, it's certainly something that you are required to do nowadays if you want to play at the top level. Not only do you have to be able to move it, but you have to be able to get open. You have to support and read at the right time. So to me, that's one of the top items we have as coaches nowadays to get your team on the same page as far as how good we are to in our transition game, and that's something obviously that's going to be one of the first things we start working at and try to create an identity of being a very good team in transition.
I want to get your thoughts, Ulf. I want to get your thoughts on your young son, of course, who's made his turn into the pro ranks, and likely could be coaching against him in sometimes next season. How have you been able to be a father who try? I'm assuming maybe you watch a lot of his games on video and still talk to him, but at the same time, being an NHL assistant head coach.
Well, I got two actually right now with the Arizona system. So the one name is Philip. He's a defenseman, and he played I think 4 or 5 games last year. And then next one, a little younger, Henrik. He's 21. He broke his ankle, so he had a terrible year last year. But both of them are inspiring young athletes, and it's really fun to follow their development, be able to spend the summers with them, see the dedication and the time to put in. And obviously, like you said, during the winter, watched most of their games. It's been a lot of fun for us. Hockey's been really good, not only to me, but to our whole family.
Well, yeah, definitely. And your son, of course, had a lot of success here with the Edmonton Oil Kings, the winning the Memorial Cup and being a first-round draft pick. And then, you know, having two kids in an NHL system is unbelievable when you really think about it, Ulf. How were you a dad who was just kind of, because you played and knew how difficult it was, were you someone who kind of sat back? Or were your boys guys who needed to be pushed a little bit growing up?
Well, I started sitting back when I retired. Philip, my oldest, we were in Philly at the time, and I went to, of course, all the practices when I retired and looked, and I said, I kept seeing all these long lines, and you know, so I said, heck with it, I'm going to get involved. I mean, I jumped right on the ice, and that was one of my better decisions I've ever made, because I've had so much fun with my kids, and they have had fun. We managed to find a level where you can just, you know, slightly push them occasionally, but you know, more or less just being involved and having fun with them and supporting them, you know, made everything like a really fun journey.
Now, interesting, you mentioned you saw a lot of lines in practice. I think it's safe to say that one of your pet peeves then is having young kids just stand around. You want them moving all the time. You know, the drills should never have two kids skating up the length of the ice or the rest of the players just stand in the corner waiting their turn.
No. And it's, I know a lot of parents across North America is helping out, but it really is hard to you need time to structure a practice. You need to know how many is showing up. You need to have one or two goalies. I mean, so there's a lot of factors playing in if you're looking effective or not in practice. But the main thing everyone should know that if they're standing still, you're not getting any better. So that's something I always live by.
Ulf Samuelsson joins us. Alpha. Can you describe maybe your demeanor as a head coach? You're a fiery, competitive guy. Are you a calm coach? Do you take any of the characteristics from the coaches that you had over your career?
I'm definitely not a calm coach. I feel like I'm involved in the game, even though I have a suit on, believe it or not. That's what sort of drags me back to the game. I really enjoy the games and the competitive side of it. So I definitely coach with passion, and I expect all my players to do exactly the same thing. There's nothing but the game. When the game is upon the line, that's important. So, you know, we have a lot of fun around us, but when the players are stepping over the board there, I expect everything to have every day, and that's sort of the top of my priority.
So, Alf, now that you've got the head coaching job, how do you prepare? Because it's unique. At the NHL level, a coach can sit there and kind of figure out his roster for the most part. At the American League level, you know, it depends. You might have a few young guys who surprise and then may make the NHL roster. So rather than maybe formulate lines, how do you prepare for a season as an American League head coach when you don't really know who's going to be on your roster?
Well, you always have to anticipate there'll be some injuries at any level, so you always have to adjust no matter where you are, I think. But I think at times it can be a little more hectic and affect American League teams a little harder. But and really the only thing that I think at the end of it you could occasionally struggle with is your power play, because you're so dependent on certain things that to click at the same time and very precise. So occasionally, when you get some last-minute shuffling on your power play, you may feel it look like a little sluggish. But the overall team game should be engraved in everyone, so that shouldn't be an issue.
One last one for you, Alf. You know, I've had Adam Oates and a lot of other NHL retired guys who have gone into coaching, and their one thing that they look at in coaching is, even at the NHL level, there needs to be more of a focus on constant reminders about skill development, right? Like, there's a focus so much on systems. Where do you fall in the system to the skill development and moving pucks? Because you want players to make plays, but if you don't have them practicing it all the time, they're not going to make those plays in the game, even if they know the right position to be in. How do you balance that at the American League level, where you really is a developmental league still?
Well, I think you can – I'll answer that question last, but I think you can go back even further. We talked about youth hockey earlier. You see it already then, how much time is spent on neutral zone plays, on forechecks, instead of small skill plays, because at the end of the day, you are required to perform a number of small skill plays at any level, especially at NHL level. And if you can't take care of those things, you can't play. So that's obviously something I do believe in. And you have to find a ton of time. I mean, you see coaches hire more and more skilled coaches across all the leagues now. So that's certainly something that I do believe in very strongly.
Well, Alf, congratulations on the new job. Best of luck with Charlotte next season. I appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks, Jason. We'll see you.